Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 29th of January, recording at 9:03 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights on a somewhat quieter day. Asian stock markets, mostly tepid. Number of small declines, a few small gains. Japan had about the best action here with the Nikkei 225 up nearly 3%. And European markets were pretty firm in here today. Gains of over 1% are the norm. And looks like the French CAC, of the ones that I can see, French CAC had the best gain, up 1.92%. Now, Wall Street had a reasonably firm performance here today. The Dow closed up 96 points, 8.25 up on the S&P, 8 higher on the NASDAQ composite. The NASDAQ continues to lag. And whereas the broader indices are rallying back to the underside of those overhanging top areas, the stimulus package was approved, and they say that checks, this is the U.S. stimulus package, of course, and they say that checks may be in the mail to those who earn less than $75,000 a year by the, I think it was the 15th of, by the 15th of February. Returning to the markets, the government bonds were subject to some profit taking here today. The US dollar is slightly easier, trading at 75.54 on the index. Precious metals, we saw gold slip a little bit, also platinum, as some of the power was restored in South Africa. Silver is unchanged as I speak, and palladium's about unchanged as well. Industrial metals were quite strong today, and copper is last at 328, nearly 329. That's up 965 on the day. Grains and beans were mixed in here today. It looks like soybeans up, but corn and wheat were a little bit easier. And crude oil, as I speak, up 86 points at 91.85. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, this is an important week in the U.S. as far as data is concerned, and also all eyes are, of course, on the Federal Reserve. Will they or won't they tomorrow? Stock markets have been discounting, or futures have been discounting, a rate cut of about 50%. Some people say there'll be no rate cut. Other people say there will be a quarter point rate cut. And inevitably, some people say there'll be a 75 basis point rate cut. I really do think that the Fed does need to cut rates further for all the reasons that I've mentioned previously, and hopefully by 50 basis points overall. Now, that would push the federal funds rate below the rate of inflation, and not without some risks, but the inflation risks against a background of a burst housing market bubble and what has been a weak stock market recently, and is certainly a weakening economy, those inflation risks are not as great as the economic risks of recession. So I think that they should make the cut. Now, that's perhaps the last shoe to drop for a while in terms of incentives to the market. I'm just going to pause for a second here and cough, excuse me. And it will be interesting, of course, to see if that is enough to gun this rally a little bit higher. But The news is pretty well discounted here overall. And I have also mentioned that the stock market indices had rallied back underneath some previous resistance levels. So this may well be a more interesting, more challenging time for stock markets. We'll see. I wouldn't want to be too bearish in here with the Fed and the administration targeting not only the economy but obviously also the stock markets. And at the same time, I don't want to estimate the seriousness of the banking related problems. But again, we look back and we did have that climactic action early last week when markets appeared to be falling more on fears rather than fundamentals. And I think that overall, I'll stick to that same template that I've mentioned before in terms of the action that we need to see. The bull case would be a rally that pushes well up into the previous top areas. That's would be hoping, well, that's that may be beyond the grasp of these markets at this time. The other fairly bullish development would be a partial pullback of the gains that we have seen and counting, with support being encountered above the lows that we had seen early last week. And of course, the bearish development would be to see the rally checked with a downward dynamic and then just retraced and with new lows for the current downtrends occurring, reconfirming lower scope. So the charts will show us. My hunch is that it's not quite as bad as that, but I wouldn't want to bet my life on it in here, that's for certain. This is still a tricky period here overall. What about the fuller money themes? Well, they're certainly not immune to the contagion from the Wall Street leash effect, but they do have a tendency to sometimes to fall less and often to bounce back a bit more quickly. And I suspect that that will remain the case, and the long-term outlook for those themes remains quite attractive. Now, I have put a little bit of trading money into the markets recently, as you will have probably noticed. It was trading money because I was not adding any money to my long-term pension funds and also my ISA accounts, which I can't add any money until after April 6th, given the annual limits on those. But I did increase some of my spread bet positions with the Hang Seng Index and Japanese Nikkei Stock Average long positions, and I'd also bought some Rio Tinto and a little bit of MLW, that's Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust, all announced in comment of the day, of course. Now, Japan's interesting because a lot of people are pointing out that there's some terrific value in Japan. Well, it depends how you measure it. I wouldn't disagree with that point generally, but if you look, for instance, at the Japan's bigger indices, the 225, for instance, the Nikkei 225, and I'll just put this up to check the multiples. We've got a price earnings ratio of nearly 16. That's the historic ratio. A dividend yield of 1.52%. Now that's cheap by Japanese historic standards, but it's not cheap by global standards overall. So Japan is certainly more interesting. I suspect that we probably have the best valuations in Japan today that we have had since the middle part, second and third quarters of, well, first and second quarters, I should say, of 2003. This is definitely a recovery candidate. You've heard that before, but it is depressed. And we do get fashion rotations among stock markets. And among the developed markets, I suspect that Japan will appeal to a number of international investors more than Wall Street or the European markets, for instance. That wouldn't surprise me at all. So Japan is definitely definitely interesting. My hunch is that the TSE2, that's the second section index, which is so often led, it led in on the way up in 2003. It led at the peak for Japan. I think that was in late 2005, but I haven't got that chart under my nose at this time. And it has steadied up recently, the way all the Japanese indices are, indicating at least a technical rally. It's worth keeping an eye if you're interested in Japan on that TSE2. That's the second section index, the topic second section index. It's in the library, of course. But if that is able to sustain a technical rally and establish an overall upward trend that lasts for more than just a few weeks, that would be a very, very positive sign overall. I'll be keeping a close eye on that, as obviously will Owen, and you can do so yourselves, of course. What else to mention here? Government bonds, softer against the background of this global stock market rally. I don't think we would get a meaningful additional gains in the bond prices, the long-dated bond prices, without stock markets slumping down through the lows that they had seen early last week. And gold. Let's take the dollar first. A rate cut has mostly been discounted, so it may be, as I said before, so it may be a case of sell the rumor in terms of the dollar and buy the news and a little bit of short covering, or in terms of precious metals, buy the rumor and sell the news. That's a bit of a tough call here in the short term, but if we do get that rate cut, it does lower carrying costs for all of these commodities, which mostly trade in contangos, and that will attract a further speculative interest going forward. So an interesting situation overall, and certainly the long-term uptrends are quite powerful in these precious metals. But platinum, again, we've seen some acceleration there, and that was related to the power outages in South Africa. So I'd be a little careful. We have seen quite a good move in the precious metals overall. I remain a big bull for the longer term, but this is a bit of a crowded trade here right now. It's interesting to see the firmer tone in the industrial metals today. I suspect that speculative activity is mostly short there. And these have held up in mostly in dull trading ranges despite all of the extremely bearish talk about the global economy, which I think is way over a big way overreaction. And so again, I think we will see recoveries in some of these depressed precious metals. Copper is firmed up, as I mentioned before, and we see what is probably base formation development in the nickel charts. The zinc, the other very depressed one, the evidence there is a little bit more tentative, but it has lost downside momentum in recent weeks, although it does still remain within that overall downward trend. But it's well off the highs, and this is a time when I would be looking for a bottom, as I've said before. Grains and beans, they look still too overextended for me, to me, and susceptible to a further reaction and consolidation. And I also think crude oil's in a bit of a medium-term correction as well. I've said that before. It's ranging mostly in a $15 range, all the way up to 100, but we've only seen that twice, and most of the activity is centered on these low 90s and upper 80s. But given the prior upward acceleration on the move to 100, it wouldn't surprise me if we saw crude oil dip a bit lower in the weeks ahead, albeit seeing no more than a correction within, or reaction or correction within this long-term overall upward trend. Well, that's pretty much it, and we are guaranteed an interesting day tomorrow, given the Fed's announcement. What will it be? Well, we'll soon know. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.